that. But, my tongue don't get twisted, Lord, in my. All right, Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 11. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was unable to become a father because he considered himself faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand of the seashore. I'm not gonna talk about this right now, but just about my testimony. When I was in Barrett, I had my friends there and everything, but they weren't somebody I could talk to. They weren't gonna give me a good advice. So I started reading the Bible. Started praying. My prayers.
Amen.
Asked for a better life.
Amen.
And for children. Baby. in mind. That's it. But for now, she was pregnant, you know. Couldn't blame her. I wasn't prepared for either. But I still love her. And I don't know, something just got worse. Better do more bad things. For some reason, I don't know why, but God just told me to take care of this stuff. But at that time, I was just out of it. I just wanted to die. Right now. And for some reason, God kept me alive. The dad told me this though, that I was going to take care of the baby. I got stepped. I lost my life. I got hit 4 times in the back, 2 times in the neck, and then 2 times in the lungs. But God still kept me alive.
Amen.
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 Amen. And it's weird, because God's been with me since I was a baby. And, when I was in the hospital, I don't know, but I couldn't eat. I had the tube down my throat, all kinds of needles in me. They said I was trying to take everything off, trying to escape. They had me tied down, and I ripped everything off, and tried to leave, but, you know, this was just my family was telling me, I don't remember none of this, you know? And when I woke up, my hands were tied up as like meetings. They didn't want me to take nothing off. And I don't know. A beautiful lady came in. She was beautiful. I think it was an angel of God. She didn't spoke to me or nothing. But she fed me. Water. Food. It's great. I couldn't eat. I wasn't supposed to eat. She gave me that. You know? It's weird because when she left, before she left, I asked her when she was coming back. And she said, I don't know. And she left. Not even 10, 20 seconds later, my nurse came in. And I asked her, when can I eat again? She said, you can't eat. And I just told her, well, some lady just came in here and fed me. She just gave me some fruit, water, some grape. She's like, well, who was it? I was like, she was wearing a white. She was all in white, blind lady. She's all known, but everybody here is Filipinos or Asian. You know? So I stood stunned. You know, I didn't know, I really wasn't thinking about it. So probably that's 2 years ago. So, get out the hospital. I met us all together. Just to run inside. And got lucky again. This time it wasn't my fault. I had one after my arrest. But I was in the hospital at that time. So I ended up going to prison. Come out. Doing good. So I had you out. And born. You know, I feel like a father. And it's kind of weird, scary too. But I know I had to do something. So I was for work. Got provided. I also wanted to be from home. And that's where this comes in. I couldn't have it. And for some reason, I remember the promise that God made me. You want one right there.
Man.
So, I don't know how we just, the way we started coming to church is, me and Melissa, we were looking for a church, and we started going to St. Jude. We didn't really like it there. We found Gilbert on the bus. And I asked him what church he go to, and what different types of service and everything. And he told me I have for free food. He said, yeah. So I said, we'll be there. And I just started working my hair. Started going to Bible studies. I got blessed with another job. And then, about 2 years ago, I'm a site detective. They went to my job, and they picked me up. They said they had two guys. Said it was me. They did it. And just stood quiet. And just wanted to go to jail already. So I asked him to book me already because I didn't want to talk to him. And I got there to the county. So I talked to my family. Yeah, so. Once they housed me into my where I was supposed to go, I got a letter from my sister, my mom. And for some reason, those 4 days that I was locked up, I had so much faith. And I remember I wrote my sister a letter. Letter to the promise that God made me when I was a bear. And when I got out, she told me she would have been crying if I got out. You know, but what I'm trying to say is that Sunday, when I was about to go to court, I read Hebrews chapter 11.
Amen.
Which was my studies. And they were talking, it was talking about all faith. And when I read this, I just kept remembering the promise that God made me. Amen. So I kept that faith. And when I went to court, I still had that faith. I called my name, I was jumping like, I'm ready to do this, Mom. You know? And you called my name and she said, you're going home.
Amen.
She said, you're going home. So I shook my head. I didn't know. You know, I was surprised. And, went back to my cell in the holding tank, started crying, singing, jumping, just praising God.
Amen.
And came out, had my job, and God's been with me. You know, even though I don't have my job right now, and a lot of things been going in my head, you know, because the past it still hurts sometimes, you know.
Amen.
But you gotta keep strong and remember the faith.
Amen.
Remember the promise that God made me. So,
amen.
What I'm trying to say is, let's walk with God.